It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. One of the joys of this job, I must tell you, is to be out on farms visiting with growers who produce every crop imaginable. Last week, I was on the farm of a Wisconsin producer who has, in his career, produced milk, tobacco, corn, soybeans, canning peas. About 6 weeks ago, I was on a farm in North Carolina with a producer who provides to us everything from pickles to pigs. And one thing I hear from all of you in agriculture is the increasing pressure to find efficiencies whenever and wherever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants wants to help you do that. From JT8 super heavy duty engine oils to JT6 greases to JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. He spoke for an hour and 15 minutes last night. Donald Trump did when he was in Fargo, in what the Fargo Forum newspaper described as more of a campaign speech for himself rather than a support speech for Republican Congressman Kevin Cramer. Cramer is running for the U.S. Senate, trying to unseat Democrat Heidi Heitkamp. The paper said the crowd had fun, despite many waiting hours in the heat and humidity to take their seats. One couple drove all the way from Williston, 5 hours away, to hear the president. By bedtime last night, Trump was in Milwaukee, where Air Force One touched down just 5 minutes after the city's Summerfest fireworks display ended. He's attending a Republican fundraiser breakfast this morning. Then he'll head south to Racine County, Wisconsin, where early this afternoon the president will oversee the groundbreaking for the Foxconn campus at Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. From this week in agribusiness, it's hard to find anyone in the farm sector who has benefited from the trade disputes we have going on now. But respected market analyst Richard Brock says feed buyers certainly have found prices moving their way since Memorial Day. And Brock says sellers of grain who took an aggressive hedge position on the short side just after Memorial Day weekend made the right move. Oh, and Brock says the steel industry, with prices shooting up due to the tariffs, has done okay. Those prices have jumped 30% since January. Brock says just think what that's done to the construction cost of a grain bin. Richard Brock will be our guest on our television show This Week in Agribusiness this coming weekend. It's not even July, but the retailers are so worried about Christmas staffing, some have already started hiring their holiday help. Kohl's is trying to protect itself in this employment situation, where the jobless rate is the lowest it's been in 18 years. The company said it's looking to hire people in 300 of its 1,100 stores. Have you heard cheese balls are coming back? Yeah, Kraft Heinz says starting July 1st, they'll be making the cheese balls and cheese curls for a limited time. I didn't realize this. They hadn't made the cheese balls in, 12 years? Just remember, wipe your hands, wipe your lips. That yellow telltale sign will be there. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.